USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will be in Menlo, Iowa later today and is expected to announce his steps his administration is taking to address rising gasoline prices across the country. His plan includes the Environmental Protection Agency issue an emergency waiver permitting year-round sales of E15 gasoline or ethanol gasoline. It should be noted, ethanol gasoline burns dirtier and creates more ozone or smog in the atmosphere. As India has been soft on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, President Biden and Prime Minister Modi conference called each other Monday. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki describes the conversation.
This was a constructive call. It was a productive call. It's a relationship that is vitally important to the United States and to the president. I would not see it as an adversarial call.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Soho Karen has learned her fate, Kenneth Burns reports.
The woman dubbed Soho Karen on social media has pleaded guilty to a hate crime charge. Mia Poncetto accused the black teenager of stealing her cell phone, attacking him at a New York hotel in December 2020. Turned out the phone was left in an Uber and later returned to her. Poncetto's attorney, Paul D'Amelia, praised Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg for finding what he described as a thoughtful and empathetic approach to an unfortunate misunderstanding.
She has been great, has led an exemplary life since the last, I believe, year and a half since this happened. So hopefully we could put this behind us and keep going.
If she stays out of trouble for the next 2 years, she could plead down to a misdemeanor. If not, Poncetto faces up to 4 years in prison.
Spokesperson John Kirby says the Pentagon is closely monitoring social media reports claiming Russian forces deployed chemical weapons in Mariupol, Ukraine. Moscow has a long history of using chemical weapons in conflicts. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The Windows 11 taskbar is staying locked in place on the next Windows operating system, at least for the time being. While many have complained about the inability to move the taskbar on Windows 11, the company does not plan to give people the option to reposition it anytime soon. Windows Core Experiences at Microsoft recently announced the reason the taskbar is not adjustable, and the argument that moving the UI element would be a large undertaking. WCE also said the fact that the feature is not in high demand is another reason. President Biden on Monday announced a new measure to expand the definition of a firearm to include ghost guns. Those are guns made with 3D printer technology.
Folks, a felon, a terrorist, a domestic abuser can go from a gun kit to a gun in as little as 30 minutes. Buyers aren't required to pass background checks because guns have no serial numbers, these guns. When they show up at a crime scene, they can't be traced. I've already made clear that I want cities, states, counties, and tribes to use some of the $350 billion we sent to them in the American Rescue Plan that I wrote in the first month to reduce gun violence, hire police officers for community policing, pay police overtime, purchase crime-fighting technologies. They were given the money, they can do it. Spend it.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.